Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Blacks, I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman is here, and we're headed to Hubble. Bob is the author of Hubble's biography, Universe in a Mirror. One gyro mode. What does that mean, Bob?
This is bad news. This is bad news for astronomy. NASA might want to try to spin it as much as well as it can. But essentially, Hubble can no longer take super sharp pictures. That's just the bottom line. Hubble was launched with six gyros. Those gyros were replaced multiple times on repair missions because they're moving parts and they fail. In the 2009 mission, they gave the telescope six new gyroscopes. You need three dimensions. You need three to have precise pointing capability. They gave them six, some redundancies. In the 15 years since that repair mission, three gyros failed. And so they've been working on three gyros now for a while. But one of those gyros has been giving them increasing problems. It put it into safe mode in November. It did it again, I think, in April. Then it did it again like 2 weeks ago. And engineers have looked at that gyro and have decided to, I don't know if they're going to retire it or just simply put it in reserve. But that only gives Hubble two gyros. And the plan had always been when they only have two gyros, they would go to what they call a one gyro mode, which means the telescope has a gyroscope to help point it in one dimension of the three dimensions. They save the other gyroscope in reserve. So they can extend the life of the telescope. Having only one gyro means they can point the telescope more slowly than before, and they can keep it pointed at objects with less accuracy than before for shorter periods of time. This means that, once again, it's one dimension out of the three, which means you cannot really get sharp pictures anymore. You just can't. You can do a lot of science. There's no question of that because they have spectroscopy doesn't need sharp pictures, and a lot of the pictures they take don't have to necessarily be super sharp for the astronomers' purposes. But nonetheless, that's where we stand. What's really disappointing about this situation is not that it has happened, but in announcing it, NASA's officials also revealed that they, at this moment, have rejected the idea of Jared Isaacman's proposal to do a private mission to ISS to attach new gyroscopes to the outside of the telescope. They said it's too risky. They don't want to damage the telescope in any way.
Wait. Damage the telescope that can't be used? What?
I'm only quoting. They're afraid of that. Remember, they can get science from this telescope, but it's of less value. But they don't want to, a lot of this has to do with turf war. They don't want a private company to do this successfully. They want it to be a NASA turf.
He did it before, didn't he? Didn't he do this? Somebody did it before, repaired the
No, this has always been repaired multiple times by shuttle astronauts, a NASA government operation. This would be a private operation using a private rocket, a private capsule, private spacesuits, and private citizens to fix it. And there is evidence that there are people at NASA just simply don't want that to happen because it would be invading their turf. I think a lot of it has more to do with just simply overcaution. They don't want to take risks, and they'd be giving the job to somebody outside their control, and that scares them. And so what we have is a situation where they're willing to let Hubble die. I don't know if that's going to stay that way over the next few years, John. The key is that Isaacman has a manned mission scheduled for the summer where he's going to test SpaceX's spacesuit and do a spacewalk. If that mission goes as planned successfully, he will be demonstrating the capabilities for doing a Hubble repair. And so the argument will get stronger for doing so. And as the pictures show the degradation, there's going to be demands for some action. We do not have a telescope right now. The Chinese do, but we do not have a telescope to replace Hubble.
All right, Jimmy Webb's at it again, wrecking our theories. We were also comfortable with cosmology, Bob, and then along comes the Webb telescope.
Well, I was never comfortable with cosmology. I always thought this was a nice theory. It fit the facts we had, but I thought that not the facts we had were dismal. And so Webb is now looking into the very, very early universe, and it keeps finding things that shouldn't be there based on the Big Bang Theory. The new discovery is it found an early galaxy of only 350 million years after the Big Bang that has carbon in it. They did not expect to find carbon that early in the universe. To get carbon, you need stars to burn, stars to go supernova, and then release the carbon into the universe. They thought several generations of stellar evolution were required to produce the carbon. But there it is, 350 million years after the start of the Big Bang, we got carbon. This is a problem for the Big Bang. They've got some solutions, scenarios that kind of work here, but I think it's beginning to get a little bit more difficult. We're going to have to rethink some theories.
Lunar sample inbound. All well?
Yes, the Chang'e return vehicle has got the samples inside it. This vehicle will be sent back to the Earth sometime at the end of this month. They just have to get into the right orbit to do it, John.
And Mauna Kea, more trouble with telescopes?
Yeah, no. On Mauna Kea, they've removed the telescope, one of the first of three they're going to remove. Boy, that's sure anti-science in Hawaii. And Hawaiian Council on the island of Maui has rejected the Air Force proposal to build some new telescopes on Haleakala, a different peak. So, nope, no telescopes in Hawaii. We're against science.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Besh.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.